What's his status for later on today?
Well, he wants to play. He's we'll give him the afternoon to make sure it continues to go in the direction it's going. And he was pretty direct with me about his ability to play tonight.
What will it take for him to be able to play? It looks like he's moving pretty well. But is
that was his best morning skate of the year. I guarantee you that.
Are you hesitant at all?
I won't be when we make the decision. So there's three boxes that got to get checked. The first, the doctors, and then we're sure with this kind of injury that it won't go backwards any more than any other player who got hit. The next would be fitness, and he hasn't been out long enough for that to be a concern. But the big one is player confidence, and he has lots of confidence that he's a player tonight.
How about Jack Rossovic? He says he's feeling better too.
Yeah, so he came off a bit of the flu. We've had four or five guys go through that. He feels he can play tonight.
Game time decision then.
Correct.
If Patrick can't play?
We're going to wait to see how the afternoon goes. If it goes the way yesterday went, he'll be looking to be a player tonight, and I'll be fine with it.
You've coached a long time. You've probably had lots of players try to make this pitch at you that I can play tonight. What's your history with that, and how do you, as an experienced head coach, sort of, how does that work when a guy comes to you and
talk
wants to
the doctors first, right? Take the player out of the equation and make sure that you would take the name off it. And then make that decision first. You pass that. There are certain players that you have to pull out of the lineup that will tell you that they can play when you can clearly see on the ice that they're not moving the way they're supposed to be moving. And you've been around the game a lot of nights that some of the best performances of the playoffs have been players who were injured. But the doctor said if he could handle it, he'll go. This one's an in-season injury that we wouldn't hold a guy out at any point. It's not significant. Once we found out there was nothing damaged in there, it's about swelling and feel, and swelling's gone, almost completely gone, and he feels really good. So I'll, knowing the personality, I think almost are on the tough decisions. You have to know the guy. If he's, I know you can play, but can you play well is my decision. Can you play well enough is what I'm more concerned with. This doesn't fall into that. So we're not talking about a guy who's got a separated shoulder that they said it was 3 weeks and a two. He's fine as long as I don't have to do this too often. That's not this case.
Paul, we've only seen your team a couple of times, but it's hard to ignore the reduced amount of penalty minutes. You're almost through the season. I know it's been well documented. How big a role is your team's ability to reduce those penalty minutes played in your successful penalty killing? You guys are top five in the league.
It's a factor. We haven't had to run, just haven't had as many minutes on it. And the starting point was for this started for us in the summer and then into training camp. Part of our penalties that we took, we were in the wrong spot originally. So the original positioning on our game, don't get behind people so you're not reaching in on them. The next piece to it was, when you are even with a player, how you handle that one-on-one, that battle, keeping your stick down, keeping your hands in. And we spent, it'd be a lie to say every day, but any day that we didn't play a game in training camp, we had a component of that, a big component of that in our practice. So we really thought it was important. We're better positionally to start with. We don't take as mentally in the one-on-one situation. We're not behind it as often. We do a better job one-on-one. And then that kind of, sometimes when you fix one thing, three or four other things get fixed at the same time. We're not running our penalty killers nearly as hard.
How did Patrick plead his case?
In English. I got to give you guys the big range. And after day one of an injury, there's a lot of things I still don't know. So the swelling is way down after day one, and then we got to wait for the next day. So before I come out and say, hey, boys, the swelling is way down, you know, get the prayer vigil going, it's going to be okay. And then you come back the next day and the swelling's back, so you just don't say anything. But right from the next day it came in, it was markedly better. And he's saying, I'm feeling pretty good. And then the next day he says, I feel really, really good. I think I might be all right. And I'll say, well, we'll see tomorrow because you never know. He goes out at 9 o'clock, skates for 2 minutes and says, I can play tonight. I said, fine, but you're taking our morning skate, not the 9 o'clocker. So he comes back in, goes out there, skates faster than he has all year, so everybody knows that he can play. And then he skates off the ice, walks into my office and says, I can play. That's how it went. And then I said, fine, you prepare like you're going to play. We're going to give it the afternoon to make sure nothing changes.
I assume you put some those blockers on his skates, whether he likes it or not? Or
yeah, he's going to wear them tonight, but I don't change players' equipment. I wouldn't do that to a guy. you take him out of, you change something on a player or demand that he changes his game somehow and he doesn't want to, you change the player, you change what he's thinking about on the bench is these damn blockers. If I didn't have them on, I would have scored that last one. But he'll wear them. They've almost all got them built into their skates now anyway.
How beneficial would it be for you to clinch sooner rather than later, giving you some resting player options?
The only benefit, I guess, is in the knowing. I don't believe that we've worked very hard and specifically day to day of handling only the day. And because we've tried to operate like that, I would prefer to have more in the game on the line for as long as possible. But I'm not saying to you I'd like to clinch on game 82. We're much happier having a number of opportunities to do it. But the longer it goes for me, the better.
We've seen Nashville rest guys. I was wondering philosophically if that's something you'd like to do.
We will look at the health of our team, and if there are players that we can make better after we feel there's not much movement, then we will. You know, I think the back-to-back games would be the first place that we'd start to look at that. We've got one set left. We'll look there.
Matthew Perreault said that this can be a humbling game when he came back from that injury and he was playing on the fourth line, got a lot of points, and he racked up points on other lines. Now they're not coming as easily. Are you seeing anything differently with Matt Perreault?
I'm seeing him on the upswing from that. I think about a week ago, a little over a week ago, 10 days, he had the flu, and it set him back in a big way. So going a stretch of games where you don't get points isn't a concern, and then the illness came for him. And the last game especially had two or three really good looks. You're starting to see it in practice where he's back. You know, for him, if he's causing a lot of havoc and smiling at the same time, he's on his game, and we're starting to see that. I'm not concerned even a little bit about where he's at now. He's on the right swing. We've had some movement in those lines because of our injuries. So there's a little bit of that takes a little time at times. He's going in the right direction for me now.